Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
Well, it was bound to happen, but I didn't think it would be the second episode. We started Between the Lines 2.0 this week with myself and Danny Klinkscale, each hosting a weekly podcast on our patron sites. Tuesdays are right here at KKHI, and I drive the bus. Thursdays are at his site, and he drives the bus. So Thursday, he started with a monologue about the Capitol riots, and then engages me. The sparks flew. I've got a clip for you coming up shortly. Anderson Cooper looks like the biggest fool in America, making fun of Trump supporters for eating at Olive Garden and staying at Holiday Inns. Really? Such contempt. What an ass. Hey, pass the breadsticks, please. And Travis Kelce was broke after his first contract. Completely broke. I've got the interview and the sound with Kelce telling the story of how he blew through his $700,000 signing bonus and a $3.1 million contract. It's ahead on KKHI, brought to you by Buck Roofing and Construction, online at rbuckroofing.com. Ron's a personal friend of mine. If you call him and mention Kevin Keatsman has issues, he's going to take care of you like family, I promise. They're Kansas City's best residential and commercial roofer. I've used him on my house. Stan Weber has, all my friends. He's the best in the business. You can trust him. He's going to be honest with you, and they've got a great variety of products that they can use depending on your budget. Whether it's a small repair or a completely new roof, Buck Roofing is your go-to source, and they offer a free inspection. So call Ron for the free inspection, 384-2680, and you'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs, offering employee pricing for everyone. Costco members get $1,000 off more. Silverado, Suburban, Sierra, Tahoe, you name it, it's right there in Excelsior Springs. RobertsRobinson.com. Ask for Mike Robinson on the showroom floor. It's always good to deal with the man in charge. Or for contactless purchasing and delivery, shop, click, drive at RobertsRobinson.com. The official automobile dealer of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. You get great prices anywhere. Doesn't matter where you live. Find it in their inventory or call them up and tell them exactly what you're looking for. They'll locate it in Omaha or St. Louis or wherever. Bring it in, clean it up, do it all over the phone and over via email through computer, deliver it to your home, put it in your driveway, disinfected, ready to go for you. That's the difference at Roberts Robinson. Online at robertsrobinson.com. They make it easy. And Window World, the title sponsor Between the Lines, simply the best for less. They're the official window of your Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. Window World has 0% financing available on American-made windows and doors. Online at WindowsKansasCity.com and proud to be the official window of the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, we knew it would happen. Sparks flew on the political portion of the reboot of Between the Lines. Hit it!
Fry Orthodontics presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Your smile is just the start. Online at FryOrthodontics.com.
Okay, let's start with a little housekeeping today. If you are a patron of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues and you've had any trouble at all listening to the patron podcasts, I have a recommendation from the tech guru that helps me out, and that is to download the Podbean app. You're obviously receiving emails of the links to this, but apparently there are some steps. Again, I don't go through this. Mine, I'm an admin, so I have access to everything, and it's all really smooth and easy for me. But if you are a patron and you've had any difficulty playing these, when you get the email and you click the link, don't go to the link. Go ahead and download the Podbean app. And once you put your information in there, it will stay in there. And you won't have to log on every time, and you'll just be able to play the patron podcast very easily. I do mine on a desktop. I do most of my stuff on a desktop because that's where I work. But most people listen to the podcast on their phone or on some sort of device. Some use desktops. Everybody uses something different. But most are their smartphone in some way. So download the Podbean app, and that should take care of any issues you have playing it. And if you're a patron and you're not getting these things or not seeing them, contact me. My email is kevin@kkhasissues.com. So shoot that out to me and let me know if you're not receiving them or not getting them. Again, I'm only getting about half the patrons within 36 hours are listening to the patron podcasts. Some of these patron podcasts are more immediate. When things break, when things happen, I'll go on and do something a little bit shorter, but it's breaking news type stuff, and you want to listen right away. So that's kind of the point of the patron program. Many of you have expressed you just love the free podcasts, you don't listen to all of them. You listen to some of them. You come in and out, or maybe you binge listen. Maybe on Thursday you're driving to Wichita and you listen to three or four, but you haven't heard them all. I totally get it. I understand all that. And you said you just want to support the podcast, so you became a patron. But a lot of times at the patron podcast, there's something really interesting there, and you may want to listen to those. We had some really good gambling tips this year for those of you that bet on sports. On Thursdays, Lee Sterling was ridiculous this year. I think he went 12-5 for the season on Thursday nights, which was fantastic for all of the patrons that subscribe to the service. We're going to be starting a newsletter that I'll be sending out via email to all the patrons. And, of course, we have the Between the Lines podcast that we do every Tuesday where Danny Klinkscale joins me. Now, again, just the Podbean app. Use the Podbean app for all your podcasts if you're a patron. I know you're used to Apple Podcasts or whatever device or podcast platform you're on, but if you're a patron, the best app to use to listen to the free podcasts and the patron podcasts is the Podbean app. So download the Podbean app if you're a patron, and you shouldn't have any more trouble at all technically with any of this stuff. If you do, I try to troubleshoot via email, and I'm not very good at it because I'm not a tech guy. And I encourage you to find somebody in your life to spend 20 minutes with you on your phone and help you out, because it is not a Podbean issue and it's not a technical issue on my end. These babies are going out. In fact, I'll tell you this about Podbean. I didn't select them. My tech people did. And they said, we think this is the most reliable, easiest to use service. And we've done about 150 regular podcasts at this point. Now, I've done some patron podcasts and some other things that have gone out, but we've done about 150 episodes, I guess, at this point. And it is amazing to me that there are just, when I hit send on this thing and it goes to Podbean and then goes to wherever, and they send it to every platform in the world, it is amazing to me that that works. I'm sorry, it's amazing. Again, I'm not a tech guy. I put some soundproofing in my studio here. I've got some quality microphones and a very simple system to record the podcast. And once I send it to Podbean, I couldn't be happier with the technical abilities that they have, the way it sounds, and their delivery to other platforms. It is simply phenomenal. So download the Podbean app if you had any issues at all. It's free. Do that. And if you want to become a patron to get this programming, go to kkhasissues.com. Just go to the website. That is actually a Podbean-hosted website. It'll say, once you go to kkhasissues.com, you'll see that you're a Podbean. Up in the right-hand corner, it'll say become a patron. It's very easy. So if you want to get the bonus programming, you can do that. And as the year goes on, we'll probably do more and more patron programming and maybe fewer free episodes. We'll see. A lot of that has to do with breaking news and whatnot. And when summer comes, there won't be as much sports going on. So we'll see how it goes, but I'll be doing more stuff for the patrons there. My goal, as I announced maybe a couple of months ago, and we don't have any final plans for this, I have a budget every month that I pay tech people and marketing people, and I do some Facebook boosting and some social media boosting, which is like advertising, I guess, to target and reach people that may like the podcast. I'm not great at knowing, that's not my wheelhouse for advertising, but I'm told this is what needs to be done for this format. I believe that because there are younger people listening to the podcast than I thought would happen, and we really appreciate that. So I'm continuing to do that. My goal is to build the patron program and everything above those costs give to charity at the beginning. And hopefully we can build this thing up to where it's, you know, a good enough thing that we can do the entire patron program simply for charity. And what we'll do when we get to that point is we'll start involving listeners of the podcast, and we won't be able to satisfy everyone. We should be able to get to a position where, you know, $500 or $1,000 at a time, I'll take emails from some of you folks and say, what's your charity? And what I want to do is, because this is a family enough group, what I want to do is donate to charities that are important to you or churches or causes important to you. Some of those may be political. It's not necessarily designed for that. But, you know, everybody's got a different thing that they're into. And we would like to get there, and hopefully we'll be there by the start of summer. So that is the goal for the patron program. I think once I announce that is where the money is going and it's going to charity, I think many, many more of you will sign up to become a patron, which is fantastic. And I've got to get with my lawyer, my accountant and stuff and set this thing up for, you know, it's not a 501c3. I don't know what it is. I'll have to talk to my people how we're going to donate this money, make sure it's all completely legit and transparent and you can all see it. And I'll put a report out every year and let you know what it is and all that good stuff. Because at this point in my life, I ain't doing anything wrong, okay? I'm not taking any chances. I don't trust this government, And now I'm sitting here doing politics. I don't trust local people that may know that I'm conservative. I'm afraid of getting targeted by the IRS. I'm afraid of all this stuff. So that's one of the fears that I have with this new venture, is that I will be targeted by a party that looks like it's just taking control of our country because it controls big tech and the media. And it clearly, this is the most vivid situation we've had yet in my lifetime, that the left, the socialists, the left, the hard left, has seized control of this country. They have every branch in Washington. They have all of big tech. They have almost all of the media. And they're disingenuous and dishonest. And it's all agenda-driven. And it was completely proven out this week, because we've seen the president removed from social media. At the same time, the Chinese embassy in the United States is able to put out tweets about, I mean, they commit genocide like crazy in China. Okay, population control with, for example, in some cities or places in China, they have Muslims or they have people of different faiths that they don't like. And so they don't allow them to have children. They have population control in China. And they tweet stuff out about this that are bald-faced lies, that they're not doing it, that we know is not true. Twitter allows that. They allow anything that makes China look good. It's just, it is unbelievable what's happened in this country. And Parler has to be where this thing goes. We're just going to have to get to a point where let all the wacky liberals be on Twitter and the rest of normal America can be somewhere else on Parler. To be honest, most people that are conservative or most normal people don't want to be on those platforms. It is a radical type person that gets on there to begin with, or somebody that does it strictly for business. People who do it just for agendas, I mean, Twitter, that's a cesspool. We all know that. We know what Twitter is. It is not good, and it has led to a lot of these things that have happened. And how much more can you see it than right now, when you see the president removed from Twitter, but China's allowed to tweet lies on Twitter, and they're not challenged? That's really, truly, when you get down to it, that's all you have to know. When you see the Democrat Party seize this moment where, after 50 years of the left rioting, demonstrating, burning, and killing in this country, 50 years of it, we see the right one time do something, and it's the end of the world. It is the end of the world. Of course, this was racist. The cops at the Capitol are racist. Really, Nancy Pelosi? You're going to walk by, Manuel Cleaver, you're going to walk by the people that are your security every day and walk into that chamber after publicly calling them racists. You're going to do that, and you're going to trust them with your life after you've called them racist. You people are stupid. Okay, you're dumb. And the things that you say, it matters. All right, you've won for now. You've won for now. You've convinced everybody, you've done your virtue signaling that you're a bad person if you're a Republican. You've done that. And part of this was Donald Trump's personality. Certainly wasn't his policies, because everything he did in office was great. It was phenomenal. America is better than she was 4 years ago, except COVID happened, and then the race stuff happened, and all hell broke loose, and they tried everything. For 4 years, they tried to get him out. They impeached him over fake claims of Russia and Ukraine collusion. I mean, listen, if the Democrats wanted to say elections are rigged and you thought Republicans weren't going to turn around and say it, again, I can't help you. And using race is just despicable. This is so disingenuous, dishonest, and despicable, I can't stand it. That was not racist. The protest was not racist. Okay, go tell the family of the woman who was shot. If you haven't seen the video, it's unbelievable. She was starting to climb up a door. Okay, there was nobody really pushing on this door. There were about 10 protesters by this door trying to get into a rotunda of the Capitol. They were up a flight of stairs, and they were trying to get in. Through the door, and there's glass windows on the door, you can see the gun drawn of the police officer. But these people really aren't pushing. They're not breaking the glass. They're not really trying to get in. And behind them on the stairwell are cops that look like a SWAT team. They've got like automatic assault rifles and stuff. And there's a good dozen of them that could take this crowd of Trump supporters or Antifa or whatever it was that was in there. They could take them down in 10 seconds. There was no imminent threat. This woman started to climb up on the door. I don't know what she was doing. She got her feet up on the door. And when she got up high, the officer on the other side saw her through the glass and just shot her and killed her. That's what she did. And we're going to say that this thing was racist. Because what? Yeah, I mean, tell that her family that. It's so stupid and dumb and baseless. It's offensive in so many ways. Anderson Cooper goes on CNN on Thursday and talks about the protesters and says they had a great day. They got to go run up to the Capitol and they went back to the Holiday Inn or the Courtyard Marriott and the Olive Garden and had dinner and went back to the room and bragged about what they did. They had dinner at Olive Garden. They went back to the Holiday Inn and they bragged. You elitist ass. This is the problem in this country. These people are crazy and they hate you and they think you're stupid and low class. Anderson Cooper has traveled the world and done stories for 60 Minutes and other entities with the poorest and dumbest people on earth, screaming out for them, let's help these people. But not in America, not white people. He thinks we're dumb and stupid, but he doesn't think we're worthy of help. He thinks he needs to maybe go to Africa and help dumb and stupid people and do stories to illuminate the wrongs in the world and raise money to help those people, but not the dumb and the stupid in America. He just wants us to what? I, you're going to hear this in the clip with Danny. I'm going to play in a moment. If you became a patron, you get the Tuesday podcast here at KK Has Issues as a patron podcast. The Thursday edition is on Danny's site. So I pulled a clip from what we did yesterday that he put up on his patron site. If you want to hear the entire thing, you can go subscribe to be a patron at his site. It's patreon.com/DannyClinkscale. But I'm not going to do this every week. I'm not going to pull stuff from his podcast and put it up here. But basically how this is going to work with the Between the Lines podcast is Tuesdays, I'm going to drive the bus. And Thursdays, he's going to drive the bus. And Danny started his podcast with he had a legal pad in front of him, a lot of notes, things he wanted to say. And I waited and he spoke for about 5 minutes. He did a monologue on the Capitol riots. And as he started to do it, I thought, oh boy, this is going to get interesting because I'm ready for this. And he has well thought out, well-intentioned commentary. We both agree that it, you know, shouldn't have happened, but it did. And then that's about the only thing we agreed on. And again, this is alarming to me that people who are liberal, and Danny's my friend, can sit here for 50 years and watch riots. I mean, Martin Luther King is famous for saying what? What was he said? Riots are designed to give those, the unheard need riots to be heard. Basically, I'm paraphrasing. That was basically what Martin Luther King said. And it created a generation of people who wanted to go demonstrate, but then rioting is also fine. You have to riot to really get their attention. It came out of the 60s. This was the far left in the 60s realized we've got to get violent. We have to riot. We have to break things and burn some things in order to really get people's attention for making the world a better place. Well, they've done it for 50 or 60 years. And so they just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And one time the right pushes back and that's the end of the world. Trump's got to resign. Josh Hawley needs to resign. I mean, there's people all over Josh Hawley. Hawley's great. He put a statement out, said, I'll never apologize for giving voice to millions of Missourians and Americans who have concerns about election integrity. And that's what he was doing. He had concerns about election integrity. He didn't tell people to go burn stuff. He didn't rally the troops. He said, I have concern. Josh Hawley's the smartest guy in the room, okay? He's brilliant. And he said, I have concerns about election integrity. And we as the United States Senate need to address that. And that's what he was about. And there's no blood on his hands, and people do this to these politicians. It's ridiculous, and all we do is respond to it. The Republicans always play defense. The Democrats are out there just calling names, calling for impeachment, calling for firing, calling all this stuff, and it's just absurd. It's an absolute absurdity. We have lost for now. I don't know how to fix it. I don't know how to change big tech. I don't know how to change the media, but if we can't change big tech and the media, we're done. This is headed to be a socialist, one-party country that wins every national election in a landslide, and that's that, because they are controlling us. They're controlling the message in this country. They're virtue signaling that you are a bad person if you don't believe what Twitter believes. You're a bad person if you don't believe what CNN believes. You're a bad person if you don't believe what NBC, ABC, and CBS believe, the New York Times, the major newspapers. You're a bad person if you don't believe that. And they control it all, overwhelmingly control it all. So Danny does his monologue and then basically opens it up to me. And that's where there's a good chunk here, pretty long, 5, 6, 7 minutes maybe. And I just really couldn't much control myself at that point.
If you think only one political affiliation or a group of people that vote one way are allowed to do that, and the other side doesn't see that, I don't know what to tell people. This was the first I can recall of it. I will, again, categorize it as the right stooping to the left's level. Violence has no place in any of this. No violence. But after you've been pushed and pushed and pushed and watched the America that you know and love changed and changed and changed, and you've been told you're a racist, a racist, a racist, a bigot, a bigot, a bigot, you're the problem, you're the problem, you're the problem, and everybody else is getting away with burning stuff and rioting and breaking glass, committing crimes, killing people, watching police officers get executed sitting in their car, and nothing happens, and nobody on the left cares, and they want to defund the police. If you don't think the other people are going to do something eventually, I don't know what to tell you. Again, I don't condone it, but I completely understand it.
Well, I think it's an overreaction to focus purely on the violent aspects of the protests. I certainly don't think I'm a person who probably leans to the left. I do lean to the left. Let's not be silly. But I don't condone behavior like that. It sullies the message that you are trying to bring about. Always. It always sullies the message.
You and I are in agreement there. This is why I always say we're friends. We're coworkers. We agree on a lot, even though we have different political beliefs. We can argue over political content, issues, whatever it may be, taxes, whatever the issue is, we can discuss that rationally. When you start getting into these emotional issues and the name calling, and immediately in the aftermath of this, the NBA has reacted, Emmanuel Cleaver reacted, Doc Rivers has reacted, the Kansas City Star's editorial has reacted. All they're saying is the police here suck because they're racist and allowed white terrorists in, and nobody got shot and killed, which means they were rooting for the white people to get killed. Let's be honest. That's what they want.
That's too much.
Well, it's not for me, because what they're arguing is if this had been black people, there would be blood everywhere and people would have been shot up, and this would have been a violent, unbelievable massacre of black people trying to get in the Capitol. That is their argument. That can't be argued. That is their argument.
I think there is some resonance in that argument. Okay. I do think it would have been different if there were people of color.
And I don't, because Wendy's was allowed to burn. The police station was burned to the ground. Nobody was shot. A police station in Minneapolis is every bit as important as the nation's capital. I'm sorry. It is. I don't, and you've drawn a line and said, this is different. This is the capital. This is something special and different. I don't. I feel bad for the franchisee that owned the Wendy's that had his in Atlanta that had his business burned to the ground. I feel bad for the people in Minneapolis whose businesses got looted. The people in Portland who couldn't go home because they allowed a whatever they called it, a whatever free zone where you could just live there and there was no cops, no anything. A police station gets completely burned to the ground and the mayor says we're thinking about defunding and not having police. Okay? You can't have this and not expect a reaction. And I'm sorry, including the Republicans on Capitol Hill, there's nothing special about these people, Danny. They live amongst us. We know Congress people. We know people that have gone to Congress, whatever. They're fine that they go do that. Most of them have egos. They're looking for fame and fortune through political whatever. And everything they do is political expediency. It is not what they believe in their heart. They do what they think they need to do to stay where they are and make more money. And people are sick of that. I don't think either side likes the political class very much. And I think that's what was coming out in this thing. And listen, racial injustice, not liking the cops, hating white people, if that's your thing, great, go for it. But eventually some of those people are going to say, we got something we hate. And we know the cops aren't going to shoot us.
But
ultimately, they knew the cops weren't going to shoot him, Danny.
But the
one lady got part shot, of the, it was a mistake.
A big part of the point to me yesterday is that this was about an issue that was created. It was not.
They're all created.
Oh,
do you think police get up every day to go kill black people?
No, I don't. What okay. I'm saying is that the latest round of Black Lives Matter violence, as it were, although most of the protests were peaceful, was the result of somebody getting killed.
But we can't do the most of the most of yesterday was peaceful. That doesn't apply.
Much was peaceful.
I'll see that point to you. It does not apply to yesterday. 99% of everything yesterday was peaceful. The 1% that wasn't sucked. It was dumb. It was a bad idea. But it's understandable why they did it. They've had it. They're watching people on the other side get away with murder, literally getting away with murder. And since they see that, they've had it.
But the people who protested for the Black Lives Matter had seen people get away with murder for a long time. A long time. And violence by police against African Americans is a reality. It's a reality. No, Cops don't get up in the morning saying, I'm going to go shoot people. But it's been proven over and over again that these incidents are at a much higher rate.
Okay. So
against African Americans.
Ashley Babbitt died yesterday. 14 years in the Air Force. I feel bad for her family. I feel bad for everyone. I feel bad. I am not going to say anything bad about that cop. I have no idea what I would have done in that situation. She maybe was just wrong place, wrong time. But guess what? She should not have been there.
Right.
She should not have been there.
I agree.
And Michael Brown in St. Louis should not have ripped off the 7-Eleven. He should not have been high on drugs. And he shouldn't have reached for the cop's gun. He got shot. And everybody said that cop murdered him. Completely exonerated. That was Eric Holder and Obama's people that exonerated him. That was not a crime. That was not a murder. That was a person committing a crime that wouldn't stop. George Floyd was freaked out on drugs. Completely freaked out on drugs. They called for medical aid because he was about to die of an overdose. They knew this. They didn't want him to hit his head. They didn't want him to. They put him in the car. He freaked out. I don't know if you've seen the video of him in the car. They had him in the car. It was over. And he started banging his head against the thing. He was freaking out on drugs.
But when
they let him out.
But when the act of, in the end, killing him took place, he was.
Which was the worst thing I've ever seen. But it was also legal. They had a law in Minneapolis that was a legal move. Who knew that? America learned that. And they've struck it from every police force in the country now. Which is progress, because that shouldn't be legal. You know, pinning somebody down by their throat should not be legal. But that was technically a legal move by a Minneapolis cop. They had him in the car. It was over. And the guy freaked out and was going to kill himself. He was banging his head against the glass and the doors.
I don't.
You haven't seen that video.
I've seen video, but I don't think he's trying
awful.
To kill
him. It is absolutely. Well, he didn't know he was trying to kill himself. But he didn't even know the event happened. He was so wasted, he had no idea what was going on. I'm sorry. He put himself in that situation. That doesn't make it right. It's Ashley Babbitt. Same thing. She put herself in that situation. I'm very consistent on these things. I'm not going to scream that she was murdered by a cop. She wasn't murdered by a cop. She was dumb for going there. All right. Unfortunately, there were thousands of people that did it, and she's the one that got shot and killed. That's bad luck for her. But damn it, Danny, she shouldn't have been there. None of these people should have been doing
no,
that.
No, they shouldn't have been there. And
I'm
and
I'm
they
looking,
were and they were there.
I'm looking for the quote unquote murder of a black person where that person wasn't committing a crime or completely wiped out on drugs or doing something they shouldn't have been doing.
Well,
they don't hunt them on the street.
I think there have been thousands of those situations.
Okay.
But
well, I'm looking for one.
But
where a crime's not being committed.
Maybe perhaps not recently.
Okay. Well, certainly.
I mean,
yeah,
and
go
and
back,
also
sure.
it's not even the when it comes to, in the end, murder, it's just normal day-to-day activity by law-abiding African-Americans where they are told, tell their children all the time, make sure you are extra, extra, extra vigilant with the policeman, hands on the dashboard, et cetera, because you're going to be treated differently. You are going to be treated differently.
And maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe they shouldn't teach them that. Maybe they should teach them what our parents taught us. Cop comes over, just comply and do whatever they
say. Well, that's what I'm saying.
They don't add because they want to kill you, okay? When you're teaching your kids, the cops want to come up and kill you, you're infecting the entire system in America. You are.
But if, you,
teach
if
them
you've seen it
to
as
comply
a
with the cops.
If you've seen it as a reality.
I haven't seen it.
Well,
I'm looking for the person that was complying, committed no crime, that just got blown away by a cop. I'm looking for that incident.
Perhaps you should look a little closer.
Okay, well, send them to me. I'll be more than happy to bring them next week.
Okay, that's from the Patreon podcast of Kevin Kietzman Has Issues. The Thursday edition will always go up at Danny's website, which is patreon.com/DannyClinkscale. And it got not heated. You know, we're not going to get heated on the podcast. That's really not what that was. But I'm not going to take it. If we're going to do this, if we're going to talk some politics and get into issues, I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to fight for everybody like us in Kansas and Missouri because we still run these states. And I'm going to fight for America. I'm always going to be that way. And so I'm not going to get into name calling. I'm not going to get violent. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. But I'm going to stand up for what I believe is right. And I hope that we all can find a position in our lives where we can do that. Because many, many, many conservatives are afraid to do that. Many. But I think it will change. And I think these next couple of years may change a lot of that. Because I think a lot of Americans' eyes are about to be opened into what it is that the Democrats really want to do. And they're going to go, wait a second, what? You know, I may not have personally liked Trump, but I sure don't want this for my country. So that's what I'm hopeful for. We'll have a little fun here. The Chiefs are off this week. As you know, as you well know, the Chiefs are off. So as we transition to sports, I'll remind you that Kevin Kietzman Has Issues is brought to you by BStock.net, now with an outlet store in Olathe. Chris and my friends at BStock.net have every Samsung television made cheaper than anywhere else you can buy it. They are in stock. You want to see some of the stuff they have? Go to the website first, bstock.net. They basically sell electronics nationwide off the internet, but now they've opened an outlet store because they're based here in Kansas City and their warehouse is here. So they bought the Toys R Us building in Olathe by the old Great Mall, and they've created a storefront in the front of it. And it's an outlet store, and there are computer products there. Apple products like Apple AirPod Pro, $159 this week. It's the KKHI special. You will not find that anywhere. These are brand new Apple AirPods Pro, brand new with warranty, $159. It's at 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe, bstock.net. Back 9 Development is a real estate development company as well as a general contractor specializing in custom home building. If you would like to talk to somebody about the possibility of building a home, Back 9 Development is your go-to team. TJ and his people have been doing this for years. Go to their website and look at some of their custom homes. Phenomenal. Back9development.com. Back9development.com. Right now, they're doing a new project in Manhattan on the Colbert Hills Golf Course that may interest some of you. They're condos on the Colbert Hills Golf Course that include a resort pool, clubhouse, elevators, covered parking, and high-end appliances, countertops, flooring, and all that. This is upscale. They begin at $249. If you would like to make a commitment or get on the list for purchase, call TJ at 785-236-0161. That's 785-236-0161. Or for more information, go to back9development.com. And Elite Energy, part of Elite Automation, you know what Elite Automation does? They do control panels, computerized control panels, to save you thousands on your energy costs in your commercial building. Well, now they offer Elite Energy, which is a consulting company, basically is what they're doing. They have the equipment and technology to hook up to your building with everything you currently have, and they'll figure out where you're wasting money. They won't change anything other than the pattern of when you heat and cool, which rooms, and when you use the equipment you use. Maybe it's big machines that are costing you money. Maybe it's your HVAC equipment. It could just be the way you're doing lighting. It could be plug-in items, computers, things like that. They will go through your building and save you money off what you're spending right now on your energy costs. They will do this for no cost, zero cost to you, none. What they get is a cut of what they save you. They're going to take a percentage of what they save you every month. That's a no-brainer. EliteAutomate.com for more information. Chiefs are off this week. We've got the wild card weekend. I can't remember when I've needed a weekend of football more to take our mind off all the madness. It's going to be fantastic. Travis Kelce was a nice diversion this week. He did the Shannon Sharp podcast. I think it's called Club Shay Shay. So Kelce's on a Zoom call, and it's one of those deals where it's pretty funny. Local athletes are funny. If a local reporter asked this question, it would like not even hardly get an answer. In a news conference in a room full of people, you'd be very guarded. But Kelce's sitting in his house in front of a computer. He's on a Zoom call with Shannon Sharp, who, of course, was a great tight end, phenomenal tight end. So they've got that in common. They're football brothers. And Kelce's on there, and he gets asked the question that a lot of people get asked, professional athletes, and he had a tremendous answer. He is asked the question, how did you handle it when you were a rookie? When you first got to the league and you got paid and you got your signing bonus, what'd you do with your money?
What was the first thing you purchased with some of the money from your rookie contract?
Man, you want to, I'd spend it all, Shannon. I should have been on the 30 for 30 broke the way I and all the young guys in the league, all the guys that have the opportunity to you know, get that big first check from the NFL, save it, man. Find a financial advisor that you trust that's going to do right with your money. Because I was searching around for car deals after my first year trying to, you know, just pay rent.
Supplement your income.
Exactly. No. So one of the first things that I bought was I'm a big sneaker fan. So the Marty McFly's, man, the Back to the Future and the Nike Air Max were the first purchase of kicks that I got. I knew I wanted them ever since I saw them self-tie themselves on McFly's feet. And then on top of that, I always wanted a Rollie, man. So I went out and got myself a Rollie from a Kansas City jewelry shop, man.
You got to get the Rollie.
I was walking in this empty apartment with some Marty McFly's on and a Rolex, man. I felt like I was the coolest guy in the world, man.
Travis Kelce of the Chiefs talking about blowing all his money from his rookie contract. He got about $700,000 initially in a bonus. He says he blew all that. He got a $3.1 million contract to start. He blew all that. He had nothing when that was over. If there was no second contract, Travis Kelce got hurt and never played again, he would have gone out into the world at age 25, 26, broke and looking for a new career. That's what happens in pro sports. And it's amazing because they have agents, and the agents don't rein them in. I am amazed. You know why the agents don't do it? They want to stay on as the agent in case there's a $57 million contract coming, so they get their percentage of that. And so they kiss the athlete's butt. They let them do what they want. They pick them up in limos. They take them out to dinner. They do all this stuff. Oh, I'm your guy. You've seen Jerry Maguire. You know how it works. It's a giant schmooze fest, and it creates a sense of entitlement and athletes who blow their money. Travis Kelce now admitting he blew it all. He blew it all and was flat broke, but he loved his Marty McFlys and his Rolly. I'm not cool enough to know that a Rolex is called a Rolly, but Travis Kelce is. He is definitely cool enough to call a Rolex a Rolly, and he's probably, if he really likes them and he really likes the sneakers, he's probably got several hundred pairs of sneakers now and maybe a couple dozen Rolexes because he can afford them. He absolutely can afford them, and it sounds like his advice to the rookies is get a financial advisor, have them invest some of your money for you in case you don't get another contract. It sounds like maybe he's found a financial advisor he trusts, and it's being invested properly. Where most athletes go wrong on their second contracts is where they invest their money. They don't put it into mutual funds, the stock market, real estate, solid investments. They don't put it in that stuff. They open sports bars. They want to make rap albums. They want to hang out in Hollywood, and they do, and they blow money. It just outrageous clips, $300,000 cars that devalue. The second you drive them off the lot, you've lost 150 grand. I've seen so many athletes do this. It sounds like it would be hard to do. You can't imagine, to be young and dumb, how easy it is to blow through $10 million. And everything you've bought is devaluing and will be worth nothing. And in the process, you probably went out, you know, a lot of financial advisors will actually tell them to take a mortgage out on the real estate they're buying. Oh, you're so high income. The interest rates are only 2.5%. Yes, invest your money elsewhere and go get the mortgage and buy your house and have this mortgage. And then they blow all their money. Their investments are terrible and they're stuck with a house they can't afford. It's unbelievable what happens. I mean, the simplest thing in the world, it seems to me, if you got a second contract is, he's got $57 million. Go buy $5 to $10 million worth of real estate in guaranteed places. Places where you know it isn't going under. Scottsdale, Arizona, Palm Springs, Hollywood, Beverly Hills, South Florida, all kinds of places you can buy real estate that you just don't have to worry about it ever just being worth nothing, right? Invested in the markets, mutual funds, pick some stocks, have some fun, pick a few of your own stocks. That's the way to invest it. But when your posse from college comes back to you and says, we're opening a giant club and nightclub and God, the things they spend their money on is crazy. $300,000 cars, it's insane. But at least Travis Kelce has found the light. We've seen this on the field with Travis Kelce, haven't we? I mean, we've literally seen this on the field with Travis Kelce. We have watched him grow up and go from being an adult, okay, legally an adult. Right? So he's 21 when he gets here. Legally an adult, but really a child because he acted like a child. He acted like a child when he played football. We have watched him grow into one of the hardest working, most mature players in the NFL. These players grow up right before our eyes. I mean, it's amazing what happens with age. You know, when you grow up, some of you have had kids and have kids that age and you see that in them as well. It is remarkable what happens. My kids didn't really change much between like 15 and 16 and 21 or 22. That's when it started. They get in their 20s, get some responsibility, it really starts. Yes, they're more responsible in college than they were in high school. We all agree with that. But I maybe you're different. I didn't really see any of my three kids when they got out of college as really being adults. I knew they were, but they really didn't know what's going on out here in the world. You're still sheltered in college. You don't really know. And they're all having some hard life lessons and some things happening to them that are opening their eyes, and that's the best thing that can happen. As long as they're not devastated or broke or depressed or anything like that, this is so good for you to have setbacks. And Travis Kelce will, in the long run, he's been a much better player because he did some stupid things, like when he threw a flag at a referee. Oh, he threw a towel at a referee and got kicked out of a game against Jacksonville one time. He did all kinds of silly and dumb stuff. He's become a better player by growing up, and I'm certain he's become a better investor and financial person, understanding all that. That's a great player who had a chance to lead the NFL in receiving this year and sat in the 16th game. That's all you got to know. Young Travis Kelce would have been jumping up and down, screaming and complaining that he wasn't out there with a chance to do something no tight end's ever done. He truly just wants to do the right thing to win the Super Bowl, and I love that. And these guys are like that. And I guess I expect them to be better when they play next week than they've been. I expect something better. I think the Chiefs, this is the year that if they want to send a message to this league, if they want to build a dynasty here, not only do they need to win the Super Bowl, they need to have a game or two in the postseason where they go out and win 37-13, where they just rip somebody apart and say, look how much better we are than you when we play our A game. And I don't know when the Chiefs last played their A game. I've seen stretches where they have their A game, but I don't, you know, every postseason game they had last year, they were down double digits. They were not prepared. I'm hoping for something better this year. Andy did not have them prepared for any postseason game last year. The game plans were bad, and the other team was playing harder. That's fact. That's not hating. Okay, people interpret a lot of this stuff in sports when we have an opinion. This opinion is a fact. The Chiefs were down double digits in every game, and when you watched it, you could tell the game plan wasn't working and the other team was playing harder. Those are both on Andy. That's probably why he'd never won a Super Bowl before last year. You know, we talk about how the playoffs ratchet everything up. Well, Andy hadn't won one until he got Patrick Mahomes. He got a guy that, you know, they came out in the second half in some of those games last year in the postseason, and Andy said, to hell with it. Patrick, just go win the game. And Patrick did. There was nothing magical about the game plans at that point. It was just, hey, Patrick, go win the game. That's not a game plan going into the playoffs. I expect to see a maturity out of the Chiefs, something better out of them when the playoffs start, something better than I saw the last five, six games of the regular season, and I very much look forward to that. One more podcast coming up this week. Lee Sterling will join us with the lines for playoff weekend. We'll have that one up a little bit later on Friday. As always, I can't thank you enough for joining us here today. And if you get a chance, hit the follow or subscribe button. Tell your friends about Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Got a lot of feedback on my commentary on what happened at the Capitol this week. Very positive feedback. I can't thank you enough for that, because a lot of times when I hit that send button and I put it out there, I think, boy, there's a lot of people that are going to hate this. And it really means a lot to hear from you that you like it. If you know other people that think might like the content, share it with them. If there are other like-minded people, share this with them. It will make a difference. It'll make a difference. Let's spread the word. Let's get it done. Let's keep following all the sports in our area and having a good time with this thing as well and not being overly heavy. But if you do, encourage them to hit the subscribe or follow button. That helps a lot. And if you want to be a patron, go to kkhasissues.com and sign up for $5 a month. And if you go over to Danny's site right now, you can hear the entire 40-minute exchange from yesterday's Between the Lines podcast. This is Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. For additional VIP-only podcasts, live streaming of breaking news, sports wagering tips from the experts, and in-person special events, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron for as little as $5 per month.